Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and joining me on the podcast today is a very special guest, Jamie Sanilia.
Hi, darling.
So Jamie used to be here, obviously. She used to host the podcast, but she's since left and now she's moving interstate. So this is one last hurrah.
One last one. I feel like I'm back with my Regis. Regis and Kelly over here.
That's us.
Yes.
That's us.
Yeah.
You worked here for like, what, 10 years?
10 years. Yeah.
We started at the same time?
We did. Tour guides.
We were tour guides.
Tour guides for life.
We got out of tour guiding and now we're podcasting. We're podcasting together.
Best thing to do.
Best thing to do. Okay. We got some good stories for you, Jamie.
Got some hardcore stories today.
Yeah.
Y'all going in hard.
I don't like hard stories. I prefer lighter stories. So we got a couple of them in there too. Kim Kardashian is visiting the White House today.
Yes. She's been there many times.
Has she been there many times?
Yeah.
With Trump.
Yeah.
Now she's visiting the other side.
Yeah. She gets to sit down with Kamala.
I know. We'll talk about the Tupac estate wants to Drake to take down an AI track featuring Tupac. Otherwise, they're coming for him legally.
As they should.
Our almost new segment is a banger based off a clip I shot yesterday of an unruly passenger at LAX.
Sounds unbiased, but okay.
It was very funny. Well,
I will be the judge of that.
It's sad and funny.
Oh, my favorite two things.
But to begin with, I was kind of shocked by this. Harvey Weinstein, his rape conviction was overturned by a New York Court of Appeals.
It feels like the pendulum is swinging back a bit on the Me Too movement.
Well, totally. Like him and Cosby were kind of like the figureheads for the... Like,
I mean, and let's not get it twisted. Like, they did bad things.
They did bad things.
There's no question, but that doesn't mean you can be messy in the law, in the courtroom.
Exactly. So yes. Cosby, you know, is appeal won.
Yeah.
And now Weinstein... He's still in jail because of stuff he committed in L.A.
Yes.
But in New York, they're getting rid of his conviction because, according to prosecutors, the prosecutors allowed women to testify who weren't pertinent to the charges he was facing.
Mm-hmm.
So these witnesses had no place in the courtroom giving evidence. In fact, one or two of them, their own cases against Harvey Weinstein were thrown out,
yeah.
And now they're giving evidence in this other case, which he was convicted of. So now the Court of Appeals, they've thrown it out. It's unclear if the Manhattan DA is going to, you know, proceed with another trial because they're all busy with Donald Trump right now.
Well, there's that. And then just the logistics of it. First of all, last time we've seen Harvey Weinstein, he does not seem to be doing well. He is old.
Yeah.
He is feeble.
72.
The stress alone of going through this again, and I'm not sympathizing with him, like, F him, but, like, not to mention, to bring these women back who really do have a story to tell, to go back on the stand,
yeah,
and relive it and re-talk about it, ugh, it's a bucket of yuck.
It is. I mean, I think, you know, you got him on the LA case. He's going to get 16 years there. So you would have thought he'll die behind bars anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you just try the New York thing again. And as you say, just relitigate and bring up all those old memories. Maybe you just like, you slime bag, you know, you can get away with this one, but we still got you on the other.
I mean, this is where my communications and theater arts degree does not help me.
No.
I don't really.
Know the law?
No.
A legal hat to put on?
No, but I do love a good gavel. So... there you go.
There we go. Case adjourned.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
On to our next story. Kim Kardashian is visiting the White House today to highlight Biden's criminal justice reform. So she's going to be at a roundtable with Kamala Harris and several people that Biden has granted clemency to for nonviolent offenses. She really is flying the flag for the wrongly imprisoned, isn't she? She has been for years.
Yeah. She was there when Donald Trump was in office. It is her passion. And it's amazing that somebody with all that fame is still, I guess, using it for good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because not any Joe Schmo can go sit down at a table with Kamala Harris.
Or choose to. Like, yeah. I'd be enjoying my money in a pool somewhere with a margarita.
Oh, 1,000%. There's no chance I'd do any good if I had all that money.
Right.
Not a chance. No.
So, yeah. So good on Kim Kardashian. Yeah. It's a win for Kim as well. Like, it does help her star a bit, but it also, it's good for the White House.
And don't get it twisted. Kamala loves it.
She's so excited this morning.
Always in L.A. just fundraising at like Steven Spielberg's house.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she'll pretend she doesn't care. She cares.
And do you think Kim can sway any voters? Kim did not endorse anyone in 2020.
Yeah.
It remains to be seen if she'll endorse anyone this time. But we always talked about like Taylor Swift has the power to affect actual votes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Kim has that same effect?
Yeah, and I think she actually understands the power she has that I think she almost chooses not to, because that is a lot of responsibility. Because she could have, obviously, she never said who she voted for in 2020, but the way Trump turned on her so quickly, it's very apparent that he got into the system and looked up her name and saw who she voted for.
You can do that?
Apparently, I don't know. It seems like he might have. I don't know. I think that would be great if she did stand up and say something, whether it's who I agree with or not.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Did you see that Biden officially signed the anti-TikTok thing yesterday?
Yeah, Daddy put him on notice.
So they've got a year. They're on the clock now. They've got a year to sell it or they're going to ban it. So, I mean, you would have thought the company doesn't want to miss out on $50 billion plus of money just down the drain because it'll get banned otherwise. So they'll assumedly sell it to someone.
Yeah.
And it'll go on.
Or it'll disappear forever.
Why would you leave 50?
And then, I don't know, and then we'll come up with Vine again. Like, yeah. There's always something new. I don't know.
Social media apps kind of come and go anyway.
Yeah.
A bit.
I don't know. Like, would a Meta buy? I don't know. Meta buy it?
I was thinking Elon Musk, you know, he blew his load a bit too early on the old Twitter.
Yes, he did. And I'm still upset about that. I loved Twitter.
You're off Twitter now.
I just forget. The second he changed the logo, like on my phone, it's just not even in my brain anymore to click it. So sometimes I'll click it and it'll have been weeks.
Yeah. Weeks. Okay. On to our next story. Tupac Estate is threatening to sue Drake because he used Tupac's AI vocals in a diss track against Kendrick Lamar. And so now the estate's saying, bro, you didn't clear it with us. That's like copyright. Not only is the record a flagrant violation of Tupac's publicity and the estate's legal rights, it's also a blatant abuse of legacy of one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time.
All true things.
Let's listen to some of the track now.
Yeah.
Illuminati. Does rise again. You can see it in my eyes again.
So Tupac goes on to rap, dissing Kendrick Lamar, and they don't want to be dragged. Tupac and he's like his brother is talking about it too. Is it brother? Probably brother.
It is his brother.
Saying like, don't use my bro's voice on your disses.
Well, and what a huge person to choose to take from. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't touch anything Tupac with like a 10-foot pole. I do find it odd that he did this because if you remember about a year ago, a song came out that we thought was Drake in The Weeknd, and it was called Heart on My Sleeve.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was so good. It wasn't them. It was AI.
Right.
And they went crazy, as they also should.
Yeah, they were really angry about
that. But that was my favorite because people tried to then submit it for a Grammy because it still was a song, however it was created is whatever. But so it's just odd of like, it's not even been a year, and now you're going to turn around and do the same thing?
True.
Like the most famous rapper of all time? I don't know.
Hypocrite.
It's just a simple phone call. It's just odd.
Can I use your bro's voice? Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's how it would have happened.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't give me a penny. Nothing. Just go for it, Bubba.
In other rap news, because we are experts in rap, you and me, Jamie.
Oh, I know.
Gucci Mane, he has dissed Diddy on a new track. And this is interesting because even though all of this stuff is coming out about Diddy, all these allegations, you haven't heard many in the hip hop or rap or really any famous people in general come out and rage against Diddy because we don't know what he did. And Diddy's so powerful.
Diddy is powerful. Well, we a little bit. At Coachella, Kesha did change the lyrics to her song TikTok.
Oh.
It used to be like, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy, but she didn't say that this time.
Yeah, she said, fuck P. Diddy.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Let's
actually listen to some of Gucci Mane's track now.
Just fucking around, but no Diddy. I got a young Miami bitch from the city. I'm spending money like a trick, no Diddy. I rock pissy yellow diamonds, no Diddy.
Oh, that is my summer jam.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good already.
I love it.
You know what, like, no Diddy has been coming to mean?
No.
Like, you say something and you're like
no cap?
Yeah, like no cap almost. Like, no Diddy.
No Diddy.
You say something that really happened, like it's like an exclamation. Oh. Like, oh, no Diddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try that out in the real world today.
Is that true, Wild? Wild is saying that's not true. I mean,
producers are saying hard no.
What? If you say something freaky and weird, you say no Diddy.
No Diddy. Does that mean like yes, please, or no thank you?
No thank you.
Okay, okay. So I say something weird and then I make it or you make it awkward and go no Diddy.
Right.
Oh, ooh.
I've been saying
burn.
I've been saying in the wrong
context. You're just running around.
I just like saying no Diddy.
You're like singing no diggity.
Yes, they should do a track. They should cover that and make it no Diddy
no
instead
diddy.
Of no diggity.
Look at us. Just right. Two rap producers
yeah.
with law degrees.
Yeah.
And two microphones.
All right, let's get on to the story I actually wanted to discuss today.
Mm.
My story.
Yay.
So yesterday I was wandering around LAX aimlessly.
As you do.
And I heard a woman just shouting at the top of her voice, shouting for one man in particular, Pete Buttigieg.
Oh.
Who is the Secretary of Transportation.
Yes.
The head of transportation of this country.
I don't know if he works at LAX, but I'm listening.
So, well, let's listen to this woman, what she had to say to begin with. So it was kind of funny because she was railing against Delta, shouting, you know, everybody sell your Delta stock. Fuck the CEO of Delta. And just going ad nauseum against Delta. And then the lady at the ticket counter goes, you know, this is WestJet.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. And, oh, no.
And so she loses it. She's like in a, she's laughing hysterically, like, can't believe her bad luck.
Are you on Delta?
We're not Delta.
You're TSA? Yeah.
No, we're WestJet.
This is WestJet, not Delta.
I think you need to go over there.
Oh, you're at the wrong terminal? You're at the wrong terminal?
Turns out this lady had been at like the airport bar or whatever, had a couple drinks by her own admission, missed her flight. They booked her for the next day. And she wasn't happy with that. She wanted to go right now, as you can hear. And so she went to, I guess, any ticket counter she could find.
Oh, my.
And they're like, you know, after this clip cut out, she was like, can you take me to Delta? I don't
you
know where
personally?
It is. Yeah.
Are,
me personally.
Are you, like, afraid of her at this point?
No, because she's kind of like, she's angry, but she's also got, like, a smile. Like, she kind of, like, she gets it a bit.
She's like, oh, dear, I'm embarrassed.
She's a performer.
I've been
screaming. Performer. So, you know, we walked to Delta together, me and this crazy viral lady.
And now you have your first date tonight. How exciting.
Right, what
a meet cute.
She was actually like, I let her go. I was staying at Delta for a while to see if she'd cause more ruckus.
Uh-huh.
But she was being like pretty civil and, you know, me and her like chatted for a while. And she was kind of fun. And then I left because it seemed like the scene was over. But cops told me like half an hour later,
oh.
She started yelling at Delta. So apparently she is banned from Delta from now on, the cop told me.
She's never going to get home.
How is she ever going to get home?
How is she ever going to get home?
Right.
Pete, get on the phone.
Pete Buttigieg needs to do something.
Yes, he does. I mean, I've never seen, she's a pretty well-educated, crazy lady though. Those were some things thrown out. I mean, I don't think just anyone knows that. Who Pete Buttigieg is, you know what I mean?
I totally agree. How come this stuff always tends to happen at airports? Airports just seem like a...
It's a lawless place. That's why.
It's a lawless place.
Lawless place. You can drink at 6 in the morning and True. No one's going to say a thing.
True.
Yeah.
And even cops, like when cops came over to talk to this lady, they were like, you know, just get on your business.
Yeah.
The cops told me, look, a lot of these ticket counters think that we're like private security who like get rid of anyone one unruly. But unless anyone commits an actual crime, you can scream all you want.
Well, I remember I had a crazy lady live next to me and the cops came one time and they were like, ma'am, there's no law against being crazy. And I was right. like, oh, man, that's so true. Put it on a bumper sticker.
I know. So maybe I'll see this lady today again flying out.
Fingers crossed. I'm thinking maybe Spirit Airlines. Head that
way. I like that. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Jamie. It was nice for you to come into the studio and grace us with your presence.
Thank you, darling.
And now you're moving to the other side of the country.
Now I'll be on the other side of the country, but maybe I'll hop on back.
Yeah, we can get you on Zoom.
You
can Zoom in. What are you doing over the other side of the country?
I'm just living I want to be an East Coast gal. So really, there's really literally no reason other than we just want to move to New York. So we're moving to New York.
Love it. You'll be back to LA.
I probably will.
You'll be back. All right. Thank you very much for joining me, Jamie. You're the best. And we'll see you guys here tomorrow. Goodbye.